This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so do this for me. Would you forget for a second all the money there was in this election? Or actually, just think about what it represents in a different way. It's capital, right, to be acquired and spent as one sees fit. Today, there's a different kind of capital in the news, political capital. Marketplace's David Gura has more on how you get it and how you spend it.
This is what President George W. Bush told reporters 2 days after he won a second term.
I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it.
Political capital can be very valuable. It gives a politician this sense that the public's got his back, that he can flex a little more muscle when he's negotiating with Congress. But as President Bush learned, political capital isn't something a two-term president gets automatically. Brian Brox is a poli-sci professor at Tulane.
It's not a given just by winning. It's how you win.
A politician can get political capital if he wins by a lot. Think Ronald Reagan in 1984, Bill Clinton in 96. President Bush's margin of victory wasn't huge, and let's just say he may have misunderestimated how little political capital he had. His push to revamp Social Security went nowhere. Alan Abramowitz teaches political science at Emory.
Political capital is in the eye of the beholder.
And that makes it a really risky asset. A politician can spend more than he actually has. Sarah Binder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and she says a president gets an extra boost of political capital if his party controls both the House and the Senate. So where does this leave President Obama?
Wow, I don't really think the bank account of the president's political capital is really restocked in any measurable way.
Binder says it's hard to say what President Obama would do with the political capital he does have.
There was no big, bold presidential agenda laid out in this campaign.
And Republicans held on to their majority in the House. They've got some political capital of their own. So who has more? We'll find out in the coming days as the debate heats up over what to do about the fiscal cliff, automatic spending cuts and tax increases scheduled to kick in at the end of the year. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.